Famous Escapes. For more than 4 years, civil war raged between the northern and southern factions of the United States of America. After early reverses, the northern states gradually got the upper hand, and by April of the year 1865, the Confederate armies were beaten to their knees. The story of Harvey Jones begins in the camp of an isolated detachment of Confederate cavalry.
Hello?
Kent!
All right. I guess you can stand at ease, gentlemen. I guess I can call you gentlemen again. The war's over. News has just come through that General Lee has surrendered.
General Lee surrendered?
We are surrounded. And this troop will be making its formal surrender in the morning. Jones.
Yes, sir.
You and Johnson come to my tent. Troop dismissed.
You wanted us, sir?
I wanted to talk to you and Johnson. Now sit down, both of you.
Thank you, sir.
How old are you, Jones?
21, sir.
And you, Johnson?
The same, sir.
Both of you have been fighting since you were 17. You won't find it easy to settle down on your farms again, now that the war's over.
I guess not, sir.
Now, both of you took part in raids on the Yankees before you'd been properly enlisted, didn't you?
Well, we hadn't got our uniforms then, sir, if that's what you mean, but we got them soon after.
Now, the Yankees say they're going to shoot anyone who fought without a uniform.
Well, they can't do that.
I'm afraid the Yanks can do pretty well what they want to now.
Well, I'll have to prove that we fought without uniforms.
It's going to be pretty easy to prove things against Southerners. Now, you two boys had better slip out of the camp and get going tonight.
You mean desert the camp?
If I was you, I'd go west, and I wouldn't stop till I was on the other side of the Mississippi.
But, sir, what can we...
Oh, it's an order. You get out of them uniforms as soon as you can. I reckon they need men west of the Mississippi, and they won't be asking many questions out there.
How much money you got, Buck?
$2.
I got 1 1/4. Hey, here's another of them trains coming. How'd you like to ride in a train, Harvey?
I ain't never rode in a train, except in a goods truck.
I never knew a man yet could afford to ride in a passenger train.
Except Yankees.
But tell me, these your trains carries quite a bit of money sometimes.
Buck, I've had enough of this. We're gonna grab a piece of that money for ourselves.
You mean steal it, Harvey?
Well, you've never minded lifting a few head of cattle.
Oh, that's different.
How's it different? It all belongs to Yankees, and by rights it should be ours. Buck, we're gonna get a few of the boys together and hold up one of them trains. And if we don't get some dough out of these Yankees...
New York Times, bandits hold up Transcontinental Express, vanished with $30,000, Pinkerton's men on trail.
This alone looks pretty good to me, Buck.
Yeah, but don't punish the fire water too much, Harvey.
I ain't had a drink for weeks. Now that we've got richer. Hey, set him up, bartender.
Here you are, stranger.
Thanks, Bart. Well, here's mud in your eye, Buck. Well, by the holy jumping Moses, if it ain't Lil. Lil, old pal.
Harvey Jones. Say, what are you doing here?
Oh, just mooching around. Hey, this is a little girl I knew back home, Buck. Lil, I want you to meet my friend, Buck Johnson.
Ah, howdy, Buck.
Howdy, ma'am. I guess I'll go look at my horse if you'll excuse me.
kind of shy, your friend, ain't he? Well, come on, let's go and sit down.
Sure. Hey, Lil, what are you doing in this joint? You're kind of different from what you used to be.
Well, you don't think a girl drifts west from Missouri without changing, do you? And you, it's 10 years since you went to that war, Harvey.
Yeah. You know, one time when we were kids together, I used to think we might kind of settle down together in a little farm, but now... Listen, I'm heading for California. How's about coming along?
This is mighty sudden, Mr. Jones.
Oh, I mean get hitched up proper and all.
What?
Yeah. I guess both of us have done things we'd rather not, if that's what you're thinking about.
Harvey, it's mighty nice of you, but... Well, it just wouldn't work.
Say, stranger, what's the big idea?
Who's this, Lil?
Oh, it's just a man I know. Pete McCluskey.
Yeah. And I want to know what you're doing with my gal.
This ain't your girl. She's gonna marry me.
What? Listen, fellas. Here's the good truth. This stranger says he's going to marry Miss Lori Lil.
Hey, listen. Nobody talks like that about my wife.
Wife, huh?
Come on, stranger.
Okay, cop this.
You shouldn't have hit him, Harvey. He's the quickest man on the draw in this town. He'll kill you.
I reckon if any killing's done in this saloon, I'll be the man that does it. You got that, all you fellas?
Look out, Harvey!
Draw, stranger!
Oh, Harvey, you've killed him.
Get him, boy. Shut up. Don't no one get excited. Keep breaching, all of you. I'm kind of nervous. These guns of mine is awful hair triggers.
Don't jump, Harvey. There's a cliff outside that window door.
Well, I guess that saves us a whole lot of trouble.
Oh, he's killed himself.
He's mighty tough if he ain't dead after jumping over a 30-foot cliff. Well, boys, he'll be waiting for us at the foot of that drop. Reckon we'd better go and pick him up.
Jake, can't I see him? Just for a few minutes.
I guess you're kind of sweet on that fellow, eh? Too bad he's got to have his neck stretched tomorrow.
Please, Jake.
All right. Wait till I get Jeff to open the door. Hey, Jeff. Open up, Jeff.
What is it, Jake?
Lady to see Harvey Jones.
All right.
This way, Lil. There's your fancy man on the other side of them bars.
Harvey.
Now, Lil, I'm right glad to see you.
Harvey, they've got no right to hang you. You only shot him in self-defense.
Now listen, Jake, be a good guy. Let me talk to this lady alone, will you?
All right, Joan.
Lil, what's the layout of this jail? Tell me quick.
Well, this corridor...
I know this corridor. There's always two guards on watch, except when one of them goes to dinner. And there's the door at the end.
Yeah, I think there's always someone on the other side of that.
Yeah, I've seen him looking through the peephole. Hey, what's on the other side of that? They blindfolded me when they brought me in here.
Well, there's a staircase that comes out near the back door.
Yeah? Where are the stables?
Just outside of the back door.
That's all I wanted to know.
I tried to smuggle you in a file to cut the bars, but they searched me.
Well, if I get out, does that Marion business still hold good?
There's nothing in the world I want to do more than marry you, Harvey.
Right. I hear there's a place in California where a man can settle down and they don't ask him no questions. Now, we're riding west. Listen, is there a place about 2 miles out of town you can meet me?
Yeah, there's a bald-faced rock on the western trail.
Then get the 3 best horses you can lay your hands on. Food, a couple of guns, and a rifle.
Yeah.
Go straight out there and wait for me.
But how can you get out of here?
They've been giving me a broom to sweep out myself. Last week, I took the wire binding off my broom and told Jake the broom was falling to pieces.
Yeah, but what good is a piece of wire to you?
I made a lasso out of it. Now, Lil, I got to get out of here in the next half hour before that other guard comes back for his dinner. So you get those things and ride out to the rock lickety-split.
All right, Harvey.
Did they give Buck a good funeral?
Sure. Even the sheriff said he deserved to be buried proper after the way he tried to rescue you.
Well, Lil, time's up.
Okay. Goodbye, Harvey.
Goodbye, Lil.
Say, come here a minute, Jake.
What is it?
I got something I want to show you.
All right. Keep guard outside the door, Jeff.
All right, Jake.
Well, what is it, Harvey? Remember, if there's any funny business, I'll let you have it right away.
Oh, I know when I'm beat, Jake. Well, this is what it is. You've been pretty good to me.
Oh, that's all right. I reckon you shot McCluskey in self-defense.
You heard about the train I robbed?
Why, sure.
Listen, I hid $5,000 of it near Boulder City.
You did, eh?
All I want you to promise is that you'll give half of it to Lil.
Sure. But how do I know where to find it?
Well, you ride about 12 miles out of Boulder City on the Southern Trail. Then you come to a big red rock about 12 feet high, see? Then you... Hey, have you got a pencil and a piece of paper?
Yeah. Here you are.
Thanks. Well, when you come to this rock, you go dead north for 100 yards, see? Like this, see?
Yeah?
Gotcha!
Take loose that wire. You're killing me.
Drop your keys inside the cellar or I'll cut your head off.
Yes.
Now, don't move. That's better. Now we'll have your gun.
Hey, let me loose of this wire.
Well, just use it to tie you to the bars, Jake. There we are. Now, remember, I'll shoot if there's one false move.
Yeah.
Now, listen. Wait till I get down to the end of the passage. Then when I wave to you, call Jeff in here.
Yeah.
Jeff, come in here, will you?
What is it?
I thought I heard a noise.
Stick him up, Jeff. What? Keep reaching. Now walk down the stairs in front of me.
Yeah.
And lead the way to the stables. All right, get going.
Here's the stables.
Yeah. That pinto bronc will do me. Hold out your hands, Jeff.
Yeah.
I reckon that'll hold you. So long, Jeff. Give my regards to the sheriff.
Harvey Jones and Lil got clean away and were never recaptured. Whether they did indeed settle down and lead honest lives is a matter about which I know as little as you. But despite the fact that Harvey Jones was a criminal, a bad man, I cannot help hoping that he and his Lil, perhaps in faraway California, did indeed live out their lives in happiness and peace.